Something about the twist of the brown rat's lip warned Vizca. He took a pace back as Gerber stood, holding his big flint-tipped spear loosely but ready for action. There was open defiance in his tone as he told Vizca,
"I ain't agreed to nothing, neither the rest of my mates. We'll wait for Grunt and Curdly and see what he says."
Vizca seemed to wilt in front of the bold, lean rat. He turned away, shrugging his shoulders.
"Fair enough, if and that's how you feel."
He spun round without warning. Gerber was taken by surprise. A clank of chain and whir of steel spike ball was the last thing the brown rat heard. There was a sickening crack of metal on bone, and Gerber lay dead on the ground with a smashed skull. The golden fox stood smiling, his overlong fangs exposed as he toyed with the mace, flicking it with one paw and catching the ball in the other. His tone was almost playful as he addressed his dumbfounded audience.
"We leave Gerber here to wait for Curdly. Just put your paw up if you wants to join him. Any beast?"
Not a single paw moved. The brown rat horde sat in shocked silence, staring in awe at their new leader. Vizca nodded, then got down to serious business. Retrieving his sword, he pointed to the plateau.
"What's up there? A couple score of little shrews, one rabbit, a squirrel and two stripe arms. That's all what stands between us and victory. And look at us, mates. A fine crew of sea raiders and a full horde of fighting brown rat warriors. One good charge, you'd wipe all our foes out. A force our size couldn't lose. No beast but a few old kooks and a pack of toddling babes would be left in that abbey. Just picture it. You and me and Grunt and Curdly marching through the gates of Redwall together. What do you say, eh?"
The Blood Gullet's crew knew what to do. They took up the cry.
"Aye, Captain, we're with you."
Yeah! Yeah!
Caught in the wild moment, brown rats leapt upright, waving spears, clubs and slings as they roared,
"Curdly! Curdly!
Kill! 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 Kill!"
Vizca let them carry on a while, even encouraging them by waving both sword and mace. He allowed them to carry on until they began to sound hoarse. Then he stood on the boulder, calling for silence.
"Enough, all of you. I knows you're all good beasts and true."
He glanced toward the westering sun.
"We'll camp here for the night. Glamour, get some help and feed this lot. Get some cooking fires lit. Rest now, me buckos. Look to your weapons. Eat and sleep. 'Cause at dawn light tomorrow, we got some slaying to do."
Vizca wandered about, quietly contacting several from his crew vermin.
"Ragchin, Dogleg, Patchy, Bilger, 30, set up a fire away from those brown rats. I want words with you."